Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivating and Inspiring the Next Generation X through True Life Experiences Live on Ming X Media Group Blog Talk Radio 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Today we welcome the life and motivation of a humble, driven, dedicated, and compassionate gentleman, educator, director of choral music at Jonesboro High School, motivational speaker, Arts Georgia Advisory Council member, and U.S. Army officer, Alvin E. Miller, empowering the next generation to be ambassadors of the arts and civic engagements within our society. We're going to bring him on when we get him back on the phone. I think he hung up, but we're going to bring him on as soon as we get him back on. I'm going to play a tune until then. All right, you're hanging out on Ming X Media Group, Blog Talk Radio, 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Jazzy J. I think we have Alvy back on the phone. We're going to bring him on now.
Hello.
Hello, Alvin. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, how you
so
doing?
Much. I'm awesome.
Thank
how
you.
Are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for coming on again to share your passions and motivations with our audience. Let's get started.
Certainly.
All right, Alvin, you indicated you are adamant about empowering the next generation as ambassadors of the arts and civic engagement. Can you share with us how it all got started for you as an arts enthusiast?
Certainly. Once again, thank you for allowing me to be on the radio show. As far as my arts background, it primarily started when I was around about 5 years old. I come from a singing family, a musical family at that, pianists, vocalists, drummers, you name it. There's someone in my family who can play or who's actually a musician. And so for me, like I said, roughly around 5 years old, that's kind of when I discovered my love for music, and I actually directed my first choir at 5 years old. sometimes I kind of chuckle about that. but, yeah, I directed my first choir around about 5 years old, and ever since then, music has really been my passion. From there, and the very first choir actually happened to be at my church in the Southwest community area. And actually, still attend that church today, Southwest Congregational Church. And so I directed my first choir there. From there, I went on to join the elementary school chorus at Continental Colony Elementary School over in Atlanta, Georgia. And from there, I just matriculated on up to middle school. I was also in band, actually, in elementary school. Started that in third grade. Started drumming. Okay. That's kind of where I found my love for band or for a musical instrument. And then when I got to middle school was when I had to really make the decision, do I continue to do choir? Do I continue to do band? And at that time, band seemed more popular for me. So I chose band. And I stuck with band throughout middle school and even high school. It was not until college, I went on to college at Bethune-Cookman University. After my freshman year, I marched with them. Actually, 4 years, I marched for Bethune-Cookman University, marching band for 4 years. But it wasn't until after my freshman year when I said, well, you know what, let me switch over to voice. And as we have it, I wound up receiving the degree in vocal music education. And so for me, I come you know, really from a not a traditional vocal background. Most choral directors, they've done all state, you know, on the vocal level, or they've done governor's honors for vocal. But no, I'm actually a very rare person where I get banned most of my life, but I have this talent for singing, and I embellished upon that in my undergraduate studies. So that's kind of really how I got started. And it was always, again, like I said, the church where I got my first beginning at performing, whether it was conducting or singing in the church choir. So that's where it began.
Well, you also continue your church experiences in life. You're also a director as well.
That is correct. Prior to me graduating from Bethune-Cookman University, I served almost a year at All St. Lutheran's Church in Port Orange, Florida.
Right.
And that was a wonderful, wonderful experience working in the Lutheran Church. And really great people, and you can just never replace the experience and the musical abilities of those individuals. So it was really, really impactful for me, and I know for them as well.
Okay, now, Alvin, tell us more about your mission to elevate and promote educational, social, and economic growth for all within our society?
Well, certainly, I think that kind of goes back to my passion for educating others. People said I could have been a lawyer. People said I could have been a doctor. But, you know, I thought that, at least right now where I am in my life, that education is pivotal. And, we need more male teachers in the classroom. And so in order for me to promote my, my social economic justice, it's ensuring that people understand what's really happening, around them. I've been very involved, involved in the community, and I'm trying to really understand what's happening around you. And so for me, that's kind of how I've been able to, promote my social and economic justice for all.
Okay, well, we understand that you are also a military officer and leader, and you have served in various operations. However, your last deployment, you served as a battalion planes officer in Kuwait, and you just ended that assignment, we understand. Anything that you would like to share with us tonight about that experience?
Anytime that you deploy, first of all, I'm always, military has always been a passion. Serving my country has always been a passion of mine. Even I have several uncles, and even my father, he was in the military. And I kind of grew up understanding the military culture, and just having that desire to want to serve a greater purpose. In 2013, I received my commission as an Army Reservist, commissioned officer, and it was one of the best decisions that I made, for my life, and again to serve my country. In terms of me serving my recent service overseas, it was, like I said, a wonderful experience. Certainly learned a lot, especially as a young officer. Anytime a soldier goes overseas for a deployment, that's the Super Bowl. That's what we equate to the Super Bowl. That's what we train and prepare for. It's just one of the things you have to do. And I certainly was honored to serve my country and serve alongside men and women. Say again? I'm sorry.
All right, and so as an officer as well, you serve as an advocate for sexual harassment and assault victims. Can you share a little bit more about your passion in that area?
One of my duties is I am a victim advocate. Department of Defense. I'm one of many victim advocates. That's one of my roles. That's pretty much what I do. We're called upon to do so.
All right then. And you was recently selected as a distinguished member of the Arts Georgia Statewide Advisory Council. Congratulations. Tell us
a little bit
about how important it is to have a voice in the arts here in Georgia.
Oh, wow. I could take all day on that. But, Georgia is, it has always been a strong state for the arts. We've always had great music programs. When you look around the state, especially at the collegiate level, UGA, Georgia State, not even Kennesaw State, even at the professional level, having the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, at one time, which was conducted by Robert Shaw, Atlanta Symphony Chorus. You also had the Atlanta Symphony Chorus was conducted by Robert Shaw, and then, like I said, with arts, it's very pivotal for individuals to be engaged in the arts. It makes you a well-rounded person. And for me, I've seen that through my growth as a person, and I've certainly seen that through the growth of others. That I've known who've participated in the arts. I mean, it just doesn't stop in elementary, middle, or high school, but it's a life continuation and a love for the arts. And that's really why I got into teaching, to spread that love for the arts and to show others that, hey, you know, why not use your talent? Why not use your skill set and make others happy? You know, that's the passion behind music. It's to create an ambiance so that others can enjoy it. And so, you know, even as an active listener of music, it just thrills my heart to hear great music and see artists and producers and dancers, all forms of art, even the visual, go off and compete, you know, whether it's internationally or locally, but also, produce great work. I think music, the arts are a universal language that everyone can understand. And it's pivotal that, we continue to raise our children to know about the arts.
Well, Alvin, can you share your dedication to Open Hand Atlanta? You have served there as a volunteer since 2010.
Yes, actually, I got involved with Open Hand with my church. We would go there, I think it was around about four times a year. So every time I came home for the summer, I would go and volunteer there at the Open Hands. And again, that's a great partnership that we have with them. And, you know, to help those are less fortunate and those that need assistance. As people, we should always give back. And that was one of the ways I was able to give back.
Okay, and as an ordained deacon, when you look back over your life, are there any life experiences that you would like to share with us today that has molded you as an individual?
Oh, wow. That's I would have to say every experience has molded me. And I think that's true for anyone. Significant experiences, I would say, one for me was going away from home, leaving home and going to college. I'm a resident of Georgia. I was born here and raised here. But, to leave my home in Atlanta, Georgia, and go away, that was, again, the experience to see the outer state, to see, other cultures. Right here in America, was very monumental for me. And so that was one experience. Another experience for me that was monumental was being able to go, again, across the seas for my recent deployment.
Yeah, of course.
You can read all the textbooks in the world. You can talk to people from that country, but until you actually physically go and see it for yourself, it's just amazing. And I think everyone should travel abroad. It makes your culture, makes you that much more aware of what's happening in the world. And we try to teach our students to be globally competitive. And what better way than to be globally competitive than to travel abroad. So those are just two experiences of many, that they have shaped me as a person.
Well, Alvin, as a member of the Urban Lead of Greater Atlanta Young Professionals, can you share with us, as a leader, why it is so important to have organizations as such within our society?
Oh, wow. So, you know, there are several nonprofit organizations that have missions that support homelessness, education, social and economic justice, you name it. Whatever theme you can possibly think of, there are organizations out there. And so organizations like an Urban League, which I've now been a part of for going on almost 3 years, serve the community. And they serve the community proudly, especially here in the Atlanta chapter. And it's very noble to know that you have like-minded individuals and like-minded people who have the interests of the community, you know, at their hearts. And they're constantly thinking about how can they improve the community? How can they help improve the infrastructure? How can we get individuals off the streets and you know, into jobs? And you know, how can we get them educated? Also looking at, you know, health. How can we, you know, ensure that, you know, everyone is healthy and wellness and you know, so that's been the experience of my involvement with Urban League.
Okay. Well, Alvin, any final words of wisdom for the audience this evening?
As I get ready to close and think about you know, my life and you know, the students that I teach every single day, that, you know, while others might tell you no, as long as you have it made up in your mind to do what it is that you want to do and to succeed at what you want to do, because, you know, there's always going to be failure, but let the failure be the educational opportunity to teach and to readdress really where you want to go. And that also remember that no one is an island. We are all a community, and we all are accountable for one another, whether the good or the bad. And that, you know, it really takes a village to, you know, to raise a child. And, you know, even as adults, it's, again, about a sense of community and a sense of pride in helping one another. You know, I help you, you help me. So everyone, you know, can continue to climb that ladder and continue to be successful. And that's always been my belief, you know, help others. Because you never know one day when you're going to need help. And that's just good moral practice. So that's just my particular view.
All right, Alvin, well, we thank you for stopping by and sharing your passions and motivations with the audience this evening. We wish you continued success in life, and we will be in touch. We're going to say goodbye for now, and thank you again.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me today for Motivating and Inspiring the Next Generation X through True Life Experiences, live on Mean X Media Group Blog Talk Radio, 98.9 FM. We are keeping it real in the streets 24/7. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Until then, keep God first in your life.